Welcome to Stories by the Fireside. I'm Dorothy Blandford, and the story I'm about to share with you is in two parts. Part one, at times humorous, at times tender, is about the antics of my feline companion, Katie, and our colorful time together. And it also contains a letter that she had me write for her. Part two is a letter to Katie. So please make yourself comfortable, perhaps with a cup of tea, as you listen to the story of The Reluctant Feline Owner, which is from chapter 6 of my book, Into the Mystic. Author Paulo Coelho, in his novel Breeda, perfectly summed up my initial experience. None of us knows what might happen even the next minute, yet still we go forward because we trust, because we have faith. And so, recalling a favorite movie of the late 50s, The Reluctant Debutante, starring Kay Kendall and Rex Harrison, I could have played the lead role in a production of The Reluctant Feline Owner. It goes like this. While attending an SPCA annual general meeting in 2008, I learned that a bedraggled, three-legged calico cat, Carmel, had recently arrived, about to have kittens, and been placed with a caring volunteer, so as to have her family in comfort. During the next 2 months, despite a busy schedule, this calico cat occupied a part of my mind. Following up, I learned that 5 healthy kittens had gone to new homes. Carmel, now spayed, was available for adoption. Did I immediately make a decision to adopt her? No. One day I would. The next day, I had many reasons not to. I was then 69. What if she lived for 20 years? What if there were major veterinarian bills and I couldn't pay them? Etc., etc. Following the sudden death of my husband in December 2003, I had considered adopting a cat or fostering one, but there was always a reason to delay: studying, writing exams, an overseas trip, just to name a few. Then fate stepped in, which I call divine intervention, when I was asked if I would care for Carmel during the weekend, as her foster mother needed to be out of town. I agreed. On Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we enjoyed each other's company. She ate her food, used a scratching post, her litter box, and made herself at home. Sunday evening, as I picked up the phone to arrange her return, I burst into tears. What in the world was going on? Explaining that I had no idea why the tears and was still undecided about adopting her, I heard the laughing response, "I know what's wrong with you. You're in love." Oh my goodness. We decided I would keep Carmel for another night and discuss the matter next day with the SPCA, when it was agreed that I would keep her until I made a decision or she was adopted, whichever came first. A couple of days later, after more tears and indecision, while standing at my kitchen counter, I knew the reason for my hesitation. I didn't want to need her. On the heels of that came words from the 1993 movie Shadowlands, starring Anthony Hopkins and Deborah Winger. The pain then is part of the happiness now. Suddenly, I had no hesitation. It was a matter of trusting, having faith, and making the commitment. Next day, adoption arrangements were finalized. I renamed her Katie, an Irish name meaning simple happiness. Katie knew how to be in the moment. She would sit, eat, sleep, look out in her world from various windows, and decide when to do each, including getting what she wanted when she wanted it, a skill she perfected. Yes, we had our traumas, such as getting her into a pet carrier to visit her veterinarian, a nerve-wracking experience for both of us, as she made her displeasure loudly heard on the journey, until she was transferred into his care, when she became an absolute paragon of angelhood. Would you agree with me that our lives are like a tapestry, with threads connecting us to each person and experience, and often in perfect timing? Knowing I had an out-of-town trip later in the year, I did research to find someone who gave in-home care and learned of Grace Pagran of PetGranny.com. Serendipitously, her husband Noel had just taken early retirement and was planning to provide website support, which I also needed. We journeyed together for 9 years, during which Noel, also from Ireland, enhanced Innisfree's website with its Celtic image and newsletter illustrations until his sudden death 3 years ago. And I share with you a personal note from Katie, sent a few days before then, which I learned later brought a smile. And the initials DBB refers to me. December 30, 2016. Hi, Noel and Grace. It's Katie here, the three-legged calico cat that brought us together when my servant, one DBB, adopted me from the SPCA. Thought I'd thank you and tell you it has worked out quite well these past 8 years. I have her very well trained. If I want to be fed, I sit by my dish and look at her soulfully. I've practiced that look. Works like a charm every time. Oh yes, I continue to reign supreme, although the same DBB has delusions that she is boss. Can you believe it? Certainly not so, I assure you. I do what I want, when I want, or not. One of my favorite pursuits is pushing my head under her book when she tries to read, or just plopping down in it until I'm ready to move on. Also, when I've had enough of my own company and want attention, but DBB continues to work, I just climb up on the desk and sit in front of her computer screen. She gets the message. Then again, if I want to sleep, I do. And you'll love this one. She was gifted a cushion with "Reserved for the Cat" in huge letters. Have I sat on it? No. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. But it will be when I'm ready. So, thanks for listening. Warm meows to you both. and many thanks for keeping me up on your alumni photo gallery, Grace. I do look good, don't I? That was one tiring day at the office. Signed, Katie. I should add that while I was writing and editing Into the Mystic, often very late into the evening, mindful of completing it before the approaching death of my friend and first husband, John Blanford, to whom the book was dedicated, Katie would sit in the doorway of my office, as if to say, enough for today. She wasn't subtle, but it worked. Am I glad I made the decision to adopt her? Yes, without a doubt, despite that initial anxiety about having one day to let her go. As a final note, Grace McGran kindly gave permission to the use of their names, her website, and Katie's note for Innisfree's February 2017 newsletter, which is dedicated to Noel. And in 2018, for the publication of my book, Into the Mystic, four pictures of Katie remain on Grace's photo gallery at www.petgranny.com, along with delightful caption notes. Her permission was recently extended to include this podcast. So, thank you for listening. The next podcast, part two, is my letter to Katie of October 2019. This is Dorothy. Bye for now.